Risk is a live show and podcast where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share in public. It's hosted by Kevin Allison of the legendary TV sketch comedy troupe The State. The award-winning live show happens monthly in New York and Los Angeles. Risk brings its live show to the Linda in Albany tomorrow night. The show will feature storytellers from the Albany community and musical guest, the Charlie Watts Riot. Kevin Allison joins us now to tell us more about Risk. Kevin, good morning, and thank you very much for being with us. A pleasure to have you aboard.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it is very exciting that now I assume the show, while you do New York and Los Angeles, you do travel a bit, right?
That's right. Yeah. We've had the most fun coming into different communities because, you know, New York and L.A. are so jaded.
Yeah.
And they have such, there's so much competition for people's attention in these cities. And then when you come to, you know, different cities, people are, they just eat it up because this storytelling thing, this true storytelling thing is kind of huge here in New York. But it's a little bit new to people, you know, in different cities because it's not quite stand-up. You know, it's a little bit reminiscent of the folk music thing in the early 60s, where it's kind of like anyone can take a stab at it, and you're kind of appreciated for what you bring to it uniquely because it's all you, you know, it's very authentic.
I think of somebody like Spalding Gray, the great Spalding Gray, who was labeled a monologist, but would get up and tell these incredible stories. And it seems that his roots were based somewhat in this type of work of getting up and telling of things that happened to him and extrapolating from those events.
Absolutely. Spalding is looked upon as kind of like one of the patron saints of this form now.
Yeah.
He used to do stuff, especially around Soho or the East Village in the 80s, and he would tell stories that lasted an hour and a half or even 2 hours long. And what was so fascinating about it was that he was digging into things that had recently happened to him. So it was almost like, you know, speaking to the audience the way someone might speak to a therapist, like making sense of what was happening to him right in front of other people.
So when you come to Albany, part of what you want to do is bring those voices from this region and this community to the show as well.
Exactly. What is such a joy about bringing the show into other communities is that I speak on the phone. What we do is we search out people who are writers or, you know, people who have shown interest in the show and reached out to us before. Maybe just people who have interesting stories to tell that a friend of a friend was like, oh, my gosh, you got to share that.
Sure.
And I speak to them on the phone several times before we get together. I kind of, like, help them shape it in a narrative arc and what's the audience kind of loves it because so many of them know the people that are getting up to share this stuff, and it's so, and when we do it at colleges, it can be especially fun too because we'll have students and professors getting up and sharing stuff. So it's always a real treat for the audience to see people from their own community giving it a shot.
You mentioned early on about how it's not stand-up, but it seems to me when most people get up on a stage, they feel the necessity and even the that they're expected to be humorous.
Yeah, you know, it's really, really funny because stand-ups will sometimes struggle with this form because they're used to this slightly more manipulative sort of thing where it's everything's geared toward getting a laugh every 8 seconds or so. And in a story, if you're really being true to what happened to you, there are going to be stretches that are just not funny because that's not the way that life is. So stand-ups are sometimes a little bit thrown when they get up there and realize, oh, they're just listening to me right now. And then other people are shocked, people who are not from a stand-up background, that they'll say things that people laugh at just because it's like, oh my gosh, that was so honest of you, we weren't expecting that to come out of your mouth, that sometimes there's laughs that come out in very unexpected places. But all we really encourage is that people go out on a limb and say something that they would normally say to, like, their closest friends. And if it goes in one emotional direction or another, we'll all come and support you, you know?
The quote in the press release is where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share in public. And so there has to be a guard that is removed to allow the person to do that. So what kind of, for want of a better term, what kind of counseling do you do to get people? I mean, is it as simple as buying them a drink, or how do you actually get them to get up there and tell their deepest, darkest secrets,
well,
if you will?
We do let people know that, one, they can change the names of people or places or anything like that so as to protect the privacy of people. And we also remind them that audiences, when they have this sense, they can sense this energy that you are being true, that you are, you know, telling your truth, they become extremely supportive in the way that, say, audiences that come to stand-up shows might not be. I mean, stand-up show audiences are usually have this attitude of, okay, prove it to me. And you'll even have heckling there.
Right.
But storytelling show audiences are usually like, okay, I'm going to adjust my expectations based on the vibe that I see coming from you. I can tell that, you know, sometimes, oh, this person's not a performer at all. This person is just coming from, is a secretary on Wall Street. And so you adjust your expectations and you just appreciate that, oh, they're taking a risk here, so I'm going to listen and be supportive. And people are really struck by how cathartic it can be and how much they get out of it for, oh my gosh, yeah, that is what all that meant to me. Those things I've lived through.
Is your role in all of this a bit of ringleader?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And it was so funny because when I started out doing the show, my stories were mostly about my youth, you know, my early 20s in New York and the crazy things that I would adventures that I would have in the city, and they were mostly very comical stories. And then fans started writing in, you know, hey, you've been doing the same kind of thing for a little while now, you ought to take a risk, you ought to, you know, do a little bit more leading by example. So this past summer I started doing more long form stories about, you know, some of the more emotional things I've been through recently, breakup of relationship and, you know, examination of some of my vices and stuff like that. And people really, really responded. We're always trying to push into new territory. We had a woman recently who spoke about surviving sexual abuse as a little girl, and another woman who talked about the sex change that she had. And you know, there's some of these stories are not humorous at all, but they're, you know, really moving in certain ways, and they're also uncensored in a way that you might not, you're going to hear stuff that you just might not hear on, say, like NPR or other places where you're likely to hear this kind of thing. Risk is a lot more like raw and unpolished.
When the people are on stage and they are in that community and they're telling what happened to them, do you feel that, because I get a sense that ultimately, yes, they're talking to this audience and it is informative and educational and entertaining, perhaps above all, but that obviously the person doing the story is getting something out of it as well, that they're digging deep and finding something that perhaps they didn't realize was so vital and was so important to get out.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating. When you, a lot of people say, well, I don't have so many stories. I don't have such a crazy life. And I'll say to them, no, no. All you have to do is start thinking, okay, what are some of the things that have happened to me that I was really emotionally wrapped up in? You know, my first kiss, my worst public embarrassment, my best moment of shining at what I was doing in high school, anything like that. And then think of a specific incident and then start putting the context around it. Okay, what was I really going through then? What was I trying to achieve? What were my hopes and dreams around all of that? And the smallest little incident can become a wonderful story.
When the stories are told, how much practice goes into that? For example, when the show takes place tomorrow night, of the people from this region, how long have they been working on these?
Well, now, because the people who are doing the Albany show are kind of new to it, we've been talking for the past few weeks where I've gone through these stories at least twice with each of them, and then also given them some email notes as mm-hmm. well on, oh, something else just occurred to me that you could work in there, that sort of thing. And then we're going to have everyone try it out on the stage before the show, because I'm a big believer that actually getting up and feeling your feet on the stage and looking out at the room really gets you acclimated to, okay, this is the space and this is what it'll feel like, you know. So this particular group of people will be more prepared than, say, when we ask in our New York and LA shows. It's mostly people who are pretty established as performers
mm-hmm.
already.
Right.
Yeah.
It is Risk, True Stories, Boldly Told Live. It's going to be at the Linda tomorrow night at 7:30. To learn more, you can visit thelinda.org or risk-show.com, risk-show.com. Kevin Allison, I thank you very much for being with us this morning. Look forward to having you in town tomorrow night, and best of luck with your work.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.